Evelyn wants advice.
And torments man more sharply, and each evil deed adds to the evil deeds that are gone before, until finally evil destroys itself. The punishment of desire is the agony of unfulfillment. Hermes bowed his head in the thankfulness to the great dragon who had taught him so much, and begged to hear more concerning the ultimate of the human soul. So Poimendris resumed, "At death the material body of man is returned to the elements from which it came, and the invisible divine man ascends to the source from which he came, namely the eighth sphere. The evil passes to the dwelling place of the demon, and the senses, the feelings, the desires, and the body passions return to their source, namely the seven governors, whose natures in the lower man destroy, but in the invisible spiritual man give life. After the lower nature he returned, the brutishness and higher struggles again to regain its spiritual estate. It ascends the seven rings upon which sit the seven governors and returns to each their lower power in this manner. Upon the first ring sits the moon, and to it is returned the ability to increase and diminish. Upon the second ring sits Mercury, and to it are returned machinations, deceit, and craftiness. Upon the third ring sits Venus, and to it are returned the lusts and passions. Upon the fourth ring sits the sun, and to this lord are returned, for each day increases itself. Upon the fifth ring sits Mars, and into it are returned rashness and profane boldness. Upon the sixth ring sits Jupiter, and to it are returned to the sins of accumulation and riches. And upon the seventh ring sits Saturn at the gate of chaos, and to it are returned falsehood and evil plotting. Then, being naked of all the accumulations of the seven rings, the soul comes to the eighth sphere, namely king of the fixed stars. Here, freed of all illusion, it dwells in the light and sings praises to the Father in a voice which only the pure of spirit may understand. Behold, O Hermes, there is a great mystery in the eighth sphere, for the Milky Way is the sixth ground of souls, and from it they drop into the rings, and to the Milky Way they return again from the wheels of Saturn. But some cannot climb the seven-rung ladder of the rings. So they wander in darkness below and are swept into eternity with the illusion of sense and earthiness. I will not permit the evil senses to control the bodies of those who love me, nor will I allow evil emotions and evil thoughts to enter them. I become as a porter of doorkeeper and shut out evil, protecting the wise from their own lower nature. But to the wicked, the envious, and the covetous, I come not, for such cannot understand the mysteries of mind. Therefore, I am unwelcome. I leave them to the avenging demons that they are making in their own souls' ambitions.
Hello, thank you for having me here. You know, I do wonder about, after reading the text, it got me to thinking that it's beautiful. I mean, if you think about it, the revelations that man gets are because and through these rings that we travel, that our consciousness travels, whether it's unconscious and conscious, that we travel through these rings that Hermes speaks about. And that's why some people get more information on, like, the evil plotting that goes on. And some people get tuned into this kind of this and this kind of that. And we all tune into different frequencies. Well, these frequencies are these rings that Hermes talks about that happens after we lose our life in this skin and flesh form. But we travel.